You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Get ready to make a strike to help kids in central Illinois. The 2018 Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake is Friday, March 16th and Saturday, the 17th at Pheasant Lanes in Bloomington. Danny Melnicek is president of the local board, and he says this major fundraiser helps them provide positive role models for kids in the community.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program, and I love being involved. I grew up with the means where I didn't necessarily have a tremendous amount of positive influences in my life growing up. I kind of came from that background, and then, you know, just kind of a want to be more involved. When I was a student here at Illinois State University, I actually was a student employee at the Children's Museum. When I graduated and stopped working there, it was kind of like a hole was left there where, you know, I wanted to get more involved and kind of still feel good about the work that I did there.
Let's talk about Bowl for Kids' Sake on the 16th and 17th. Why a bowling tournament for the Boys and Girls Club? I mean, there's so many things you guys could do, like laser tag and chess tournaments, and everybody's doing trivia these days. But why did you guys choose bowling out at Pheasant Lanes?
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. We do those other events as well.
Okay.
No, it's a fantastic time. It's a great venue to get out. You know, everybody has a good time. We bowl together. We have fun. What I always find interesting is we get a lot of folks who we try to invite out to the event who tend to say, you know, I'm not much of a bowler. Well, it's not about the bowling. And I think, you know, if you've gone to an event before, you could attest to that. It's more about the vibe and the energy you get from everybody who's there to just help to make such a positive impact. There's littles who are involved. There's bigs who are involved. There's families who are trying to get involved. There's businesses that help to sponsor and provide some great assistance to the program. So it's just more about getting out, having a great time, and doing it for a good cause.
But if you are very competitive, this still could be a very fun event for you.
Absolutely. I'm a very competitive person. Much of a bowler.
So you're not much of a bowler. No. You got a little bit of a conflict there.
No, my wife always teases me because she beats me. So usually I try to pretend like I faked an injury in my arm. And, yeah. If I bowl over 100, I've had a great day. So essentially, in order to participate, you would create a team in advance. The program that we use actually has built-in fundraising capabilities. So you register through our system. We provide a website link, and everything's on our website. And we use this platform where you register your name, fill in the fields, and then you have a link that goes to your page. And then there's a button from your page where it says give now. So you can post it out on social media, you can text the link to individuals. Yeah, and you just say, hey, I'm raising some money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we have a fundraiser coming up, and then other people can donate to your page. It's a very easy to use tool, and it's a great way to get a lot of people involved to help to support a great cause.
Danny, what's the goal for this event?
I don't want to put a number to it.
Okay. So you just want, the sky's the limit?
Yeah. So one of the interesting things is that each individual person can set their goal for how much you as a team want to raise or how much you as a person wants to raise. We say that each individual person should be responsible for raising $100, and that gets you, you know, the free pizza, which is donated, you know, free t-shirt at certain levels. So there's different intervals that hold you accountable to that fundraising goal, so that way you can come out and have a great time. I encourage anybody who wants to get involved to set that bar pretty high. So last year, I sat down with John, my little, and we were kind of brainstorming ways to set that bar high. And we came up with this idea where we posted out on social, and there's a video out there where if we hit our goal, John got to pie me in the face. And sure enough, we reached our goal.
Did you get pie to the face in front of everybody?
Yes. So the video was out there. We did it at home, but we did kind of a Facebook Live and then posted the video later too.
But what kind of pie was it?
I think it was just actually a plate of whipped cream. So I kind of cheated
That'll work.
It got everywhere.
Sneezing Cool Whip for a week.
Exactly. I was cleaning it from like the other end of the room. I was like, man, that kid's got a cannon.
That's Danny Melnicek, president of the local board of the Boys and Girls Club in Central Illinois. Bowl for Kids' Sake is March 16th and 17th at Pheasant Lanes in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.